This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
Judith and I are here with Katie Edmonds from the Isle of Wight College. Katie, you are one of the dynamic duo, you and Dean,
yes,
who are the teachers to the performing arts students who we've had in the studio a lot recently, and they're going to be doing plenty more with you. I think you're here to talk about a few more things that they're doing.
Yeah, to talk and shamelessly promote.
That's all right.
Good for you. Go for it.
Yeah,
go
this, for is, it. This is Vectis Radio, and until we get our FM license, we're about shameless plugs, if nothing else. Go on.
Okay, so something that we're doing at the college with the college students is a full production of Fame. So that's that's booked for the 28th of June, and that's at Medina Theatre.
Right. Oh, so you're going big.
We're going big.
You're hitting the west end of the island.
And actually, for us, it is pretty big because, you know, our students are working to a number of units of study throughout the year. And usually at this time of the year, we do a showcase, which kind of is a culmination of some of their work that we present. Which is always really nice. But we felt that the students have progressed so much, especially our leavers at the moment, that they deserve to do a full production with an orchestra, which is something that they haven't done before.
Where are you getting the orchestra from?
Well, we're working with Jamie Woodford, which is part of JA Entertainment, so that's his company. And he and a couple of the musicians that work with the Savoyards, I think, are coming together to basically create a band for us. They're doing the musical direction, and they're giving us time, which is really, really good of them. And really, the main focus for us is about kind of sharing the talents that we have on the island and being open to different groups and organisations. And in addition to kind of that relationship that we've just kind of made with Jamie and another musician, Kim, we're working with Dance Vibes, who I know you kind of have seen here as well. And we've promoted for any young island performer, not necessarily young, but, you know, students are great, to come and join us for this. So we're opening the college doors for rehearsals every Thursday night.
June, it was the end of April now, so you've got 2 months.
2 months, which... Yeah, when we break that down with the kind of study that they're doing in terms of the other units of work, it equates to about 16 college days.
Wow.
Good for you.
Yeah,
Fantastic.
It does sound as if they're going to have to work their socks off.
Yeah, but the students we've got at the moment are really fabulous, and I say that kind of considering every facet of them, they not only put everything into the performance, but in terms of their work ethic, they really deserve to have this opportunity.
Fantastic. Actually. And tell me, are bookings being taken now?
They are. Medina Theatre has opened the box office, and I believe my students, because they're involved in the production as well, so they're very involved in promoting the show, in sort of creating social media sites, and they're generating a lot of that. They do give me updates, and I think yesterday 19 tickets had sold. They were very excited. They ran
in. That's good.
And they weren't their parents. They were other people.
Well, do you know, if you want tickets, it's very easy to do it. You just pop along to the Medina Centre, because they've got a gym obviously next door that's open all day, and you can get the tickets from the gym.
Yeah, and I think online,
and you can call the Medina Theatre box office. I don't have the number at the moment, unfortunately, but you know, you can go there at 7 o'clock in the morning and get tickets if you want. So
yes,
I'm sure there'll be a lot of listeners running down there. Okay, well, I know you've got more to talk about, but first we're talking about Fame, so I thought we'd put on Irene Cara's wonderful legendary track. That takes us back, Katie.
Yes. My childhood.
You know, I cannot remember any of the other tracks from Fame. Are there any other ones that should stick in my mind?
I don't think that will stick in your mind. I mean, there was a newer version of Fame created, wasn't there? A new movie, so that had different songs from the first one, and then the musical has different songs as well. I mean, Dancing on the Sidewalk and There She Goes.
So your students at the Isle of Wight College have got just 2 months to remember. How many songs is it? About 20 or something.
Yeah, and there's a lot of reprises as well, and there's so many dance pieces, as you would expect.
My God. But talking of dance, you're going to really put them through their paces, aren't you, to make them dance all day.
Yeah, well, and night. Yeah, we've been really working hard to raise funds to put this production on. So we've done a number of events. As you know, we've done a couple of murder mysteries. We've got another one of those coming up. But again, this is student-driven. This is an idea that they had. And I think it was inspired by Sarah Cox from the radio. I think she did it for the last big kind of TV campaign, raising funds. It's a 24-hour dance-off.
Yeah.
Wow.
So what does that mean? Does that mean the same student will be dancing for 24 hours, or all of the students will be dancing?
There's all sorts of... They're writing their own rules to the event. But essentially, we will be starting at 3 o'clock on a Thursday in the afternoon, finishing 3 o'clock on the Friday. We'll all be spending the night at the college.
Wow.
We will be... en masse dancing nearly all of the time, but obviously we have to make some breaks. You know, we're looking at the health and safety policies and the risk assessment. And so we've got some guidelines, but at all times there will be someone dancing.
Do you know, you could go into the Guinness Book of World Records for this. For the longest period of time, you have separated teenagers from their iPhones.
Well, they were really funny. I probably shouldn't say this on the radio, but they said, "Oh, great, you know, we can order Domino's." I said, "You're kidding, aren't you? You know, we've talked about nutrition and how you have to sustain your energy. No way."
Blimey.
I think they thought it was a mass sleepover, but obviously it's not that.
It's
a dance-off.
And how do people sponsor them?
Well, again, the students are at the moment, they're generating sponsors forms, but we will probably put something onto the website of the college. But they will be going around with buckets. You'll see them more and more around town.
Brilliant.
Fabulous.
Well, let us know when you've got more details.
Thank
about
you.
That.
Yeah.
And we can let our listeners know.
Yeah.
Thank
well,
you.
They
well,
can
well,
get involved.
Hopefully, all the students are going to, well, not all of them, but some of the students are going to be coming in next week to present their radio plays that we did with them recently. So that'll be great. And maybe that will be a good time for them to talk about sponsorship.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Finally, yes. Katie, there's a very special TV crew coming over tomorrow, isn't there?
Yes, there is. We've got The Voice coming to the college, so they'll be in the performing arts studio.
Yeah.
It's an open audition for anyone that wants to audition for The Voice. The time for that is 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's open auditions between 2 and 4.
Yeah.
So anyone that's interested, they can either, you know, make contact with the college beforehand, or just turn up, go to reception, the main reception,
and say I'm here for The Voice.
Say you're there for The Voice, and then we'll meet them and take them down. It's a couple of scouts coming over. Essentially, this stage of the audition process for the next series, they'll just sing. They'll be filmed in front of a couple of
people. It's 2 o'clock till 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know Chris Mew, who is going to be in here at 4 o'clock, has done this before. So I'll have to ask him whether he knows about it and if he's going to do it again this year.
I'm sure Chip would be interested, because we have sing-alongs with Chip
in the
studio, don't we?
Absolutely. I'm not sure that Tom Jones would give him the thumbs up, though.
Is
Tom Jones back in The Voice?
I don't know. We don't have that information. They don't say who the judges will be. He was back this year. He had a year off, I think, didn't
That's
he?
That's right. Well, I think it then moved to ITV, didn't
yes.
it? And he was brought back. Well, best of luck with that.
Thank you so much.
And Katie, is there anything else you want to tell us about?
No, I think going back to Fame, if anyone is interested in joining us as an ensemble member, rehearsals start tomorrow night from 4:30 until 6. So we're asking for commitment every Thursday for an hour and a half. And anyone joining us externally will be in all the ensemble dances and songs. So please come and join us.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. Right, you have got a very busy 2 months ahead of you, so I better let you get away.
Thank you.
Katie, and thanks for everything with the college students. They're all wonderful, and we've been really impressed with them.
Thank you for having us.
Oh,
you've been amazing.
Oh, no, they're a great bunch. We've loved it, really.
Yeah.
Thank you.
www.vectusradio.com.